My co-host Ari Shapiro is in Orlando, and we will be hearing from him elsewhere in the show. That city has a lot to overcome, namely the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. The question about how the city and its businesses move forward is a big one, because Orlando is one of the most visited places in the country. NPR's Nathan Rott reports on how Orlando and its tourism industry are getting back to normal.
The traffic thins as you walk on Orange Avenue in Orlando past a makeshift memorial of flowers, candles, crosses, and balloons towards a police roadblock within view of the Pulse nightclub. There are a bunch of shuttered or half-open businesses on either side of the road here. Alex Brim is standing by the door of a 7-Eleven watching law enforcement work the scene.
I've been to Pulse. It's somewhere in the whole Orlando community. In gay or straight, everyone, it's an awesome place to hang out, so.
Brim says he works about a block and a half from Pulse at a real estate office. They've been closed since the shooting, like a lot of the businesses around here, and he's wondering what the long-term effect of this will be on his home of Orlando.
Especially now we've had three things on the major news in a week.
The shooting at Pulse, the killing of former Voice star Christina Grimmie, and the sad news in the last day that a toddler was pulled into the water at a Disney World Resort hotel by an alligator. That combination could be devastating to any community, but there's the potential for it to be particularly so in Orlando.
Welcome to Orlando in Central Florida.
More than 66 million people visited the city last year, many of whom flew into the city's airport, where the Disney World and Universal Studios shuttle buses pick up incoming tourists. All of the news in the last week isn't lost on people arriving here. Jennifer and Robert Trujillo came in from Denver with their two kids to visit Disney World.
So I was a little green over it, but, you know, we talked about it.
You weren't so much?
No.
24 years in the military.
It's inherent risk.
River and Jacob Anderson from Albuquerque said something similar.
There's no point in walking around scared of it, you know?
That's the point of terrorism.
Yeah,
It's that you stop living your life the way that you would have.
Still, the fear is real here for the tourism industry that there could be a negative result on the city's economy. George Aguella is with Visit Orlando. He says tourism...
It's about a third of all the jobs in the area, so it's large in that respect. And certainly any notable decline, were there to be one, would certainly be noticed.
Aguella says they haven't noticed a decline yet, and he hopes that they won't. But it may be too soon to tell. Back near Pulse at Brick and Fire Pizza, owner Mark Dollard says they've still got to pay the bills, but that's not why they're open today.
We're open because we want to provide anybody that walks through the door a degree of normalcy, and in this community, that's something that's going to be sought for a while.
Dollard says he talked to a local politician a couple of days ago.
The only thing came out of my mouth is, what are we going to do now? How are we going to move forward from this?
Did she have an answer?
No, she really didn't. She just had a hug.
For now, that might be exactly what this community needs. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Orlando.